First, we go to Egypt. For the last several years under President Mubarak, then the Muslim Brotherhood, and now the military regime of Abdullah Fattah al-Sisi, an expanding group of independent filmmakers has been trying to capture the gritty realities of life in the country, while carefully maneuvering around societal disapproval and government censorship. Kimberly Adams reports from Cairo.
This is what your typical Egyptian movie sounds like. Loud, boisterous, colorful, and more than a bit unrealistic of life in the country. And this is the sound of the slow-moving, often dimly lit film, Rags and Tatters, the most recent by Egyptian filmmaker Ahmed Abdullah. It uses hardly any dialogue to tell the story of a convict who escaped in the chaos after Egypt's 2011 revolution as he tries to slip back into society.
In my films, things are subtle.
According to Manal Omar, an associate vice president at the U.S. Institute for Peace, that strategy helps filmmakers tackle controversial topics governments may not want discussed.
Are they going to, you know, have their messages that are more understated and subtle in the messaging, or are they going to go through, you know, something that may be considered kind of a shock therapy that may be banned?
Another of Abdullah's films, Microphone, was released on the eve of Egypt's 2011 revolution and was one of the first independent films here to have a wide release in major theaters. The movie focused on underground musicians and artists in Egypt, and its gritty style is stark in its contrast to commercial productions.
Everything about it is different.
Joseph Fahim is an Egyptian movie critic and festival programmer. He says it's easy to tell between independent and commercial films here.
The narratives are different, the aesthetics are different, the production values are different, the acting is different. Everything is drastically different from mainstream cinema.
Filmmaker Abdullah says his low-key style also helps when it comes to Egypt's censors.
There is nothing they can really feel, they can get it in their hand and remove it. They know that probably they don't like the film, but there is nothing they can say about it because the film is very subtle.
Passing the censors here is a two-stage process, submitting the script for advance approval, then the finished movie for the final okay. Although not all filmmakers do this. The Oscar-nominated film, The Square, wasn't widely shown here because of problems with censorship paperwork. Ahmed Awad, who recently resigned as head of Egypt's censorship authority, was in charge at the time. He says no one ever turned in the right documents and that he didn't block any films during his 6 months in office.
It doesn't mean that I will stop you to do your film. If you are saying a political opinion against the government, you can say it. But we have a problem with society censorship, not the governmental censorship.
That society censorship in conservative Egypt is indeed the main concern for filmmaker Maggie Morgan.
Nowadays, with the digital technology, you could practically make a film with any camera, and you don't really need a lot of money to make a film, but you do need the openness in people's minds, and you need the openness, you know, in society.
Broad, almost fanatic support for President-elect Abdel Fattah el-Sisi has suppressed many opposition voices here and makes film critic Joseph Fahim worried about the space for freedom of expression.
The future of art in Egypt and not just filmmaking will depend on whether these filmmakers can have the audacity and the guts and the passion to change the system or not.
Morgan says she ran into problems with people on the street challenging her while shooting her latest film, Hashem. In Hashem, she follows several pairs of Egyptians as they pursue their hopes and dreams, from a bathroom attendant hoping for better work to a clown seeking to provide for his family. Morgan represents the rising prominence of women filmmakers who are having a big impact on the independent film scene.
It was interesting because in 1 year, in 2012, 2013, there were, if I remember correctly, Hela Lutfi's film, Coming Forth by Day, Aytin Amin's film.
She says though women filmmakers in Egypt have widely different styles, they do bring something in common.
I don't think any of the girls making, women making films are sitting there and thinking, you know, how do I make a film that expresses women? But I think that, you know, the stories and the kind of anecdotes, the interest, the focus of these films is totally different than any other type of film.
There's something fresh, there's something new happening.
That's filmmaker Ahmed Abdallah again. He says in addition to the stronger presence of female filmmakers, more Egyptians in general are using cameras to turn a critical eye on society.
For me, that was one of the biggest achievements of the revolution. Now everyone has a camera and everyone knows that maybe it's the time to use his or her own camera.
And more people are watching as well. Maggie Morgan lobbied to have her critically acclaimed Hashem shown in theaters here and succeeded.
5 years ago, I wouldn't have imagined a film like the one I made to be shown in the cinema and people going to see it.
But before the films can be widely screened, they still have to pass the censors and deal with conservative public opinion. Filmmaker Abdallah says dealing with such restrictions is just part of the job.
As filmmakers, we kept fighting during the Mubarak regime, and we kept fighting after Mubarak regime, and we will keep fighting. This is how it goes.
Maggie Morgan is also ready to deal with the censors, but it's the Egyptian people, weary of protests, conflict, and instability, that she's most worried about.
What for me is scary is me censoring myself. The other scary thing is the tyranny of public opinion. It's very difficult to stand up to that.
She says she constantly challenges herself to ensure her choices as an artist are based on what's authentic, not just what's acceptable. For America Abroad, I'm Kimberly Adams in Cairo.